But mostly blacktop roads and gravel roads. I would do to have a good blacktop road all the way. This gravel road we got to bring in, yeah, we changed it up, the state took it over. And they got a good state road on it. It's blacktop. It's blacktop, yeah.
Would you call any of the roads around here farm to market road?
Yeah, that is a farm to market road.
Which one?
The one that we call the long shot road. That's farm to market road. Exactly what it is. That's the reason they got the money.
What about, would you say that you've traveled around very much? Have you?
Have I traveled, you mean at a distance?
Right.
Well, when I was a boy, about 10 years old, we spent one summer in Michigan with my mother's friends up at Granville, Michigan, a suburb of Grand Rapids. I joined me a gang up there. We did a lot of stealing and
really?
And everything. It was supposed to be, you had to steal something to join the club, you know, that's what they told me. And I went down to the grocery store to get some bacon for breakfast. And I backed up to a barrel and of apples and reached behind me and got me an apple out. And the lady that was waiting on the clerk, I don't know how she was dressed. She had on one of these smocks. And she knew something was up, and she turned around and looked just about the time I sneaked the apple. Well, she didn't say a word, just looked at me. Well, I eased that apple back in the barrel. And I come on home, I told the boys, I said, now listen, y'all can steal if you want to, but I said, I can't steal, I get caught. So I never did steal anything else. I did tell them where there was a watermelon patch. They had an electric line that went from Granville into Grand Rapids. And I went in town one morning with my mother. And I noticed this watermelon patch about a mile out of Grand Rapids. Nicest kind of watermelon just laying everywhere. And I got back, I told the boys about it. Well, I wasn't above stealing watermelon, you know. So we went down there to get them. And we got in that patch, and each one of us got us a good melon. Yeah, I think there were about 10 boys in our crowd, maybe seven to 10, I don't remember. I know the leader of his name was Harold. He called himself Harold. He rolled his R's good.
Right.
Well, anyway, we each got a watermelon, and we looked across the tracks, saw a lady run from this house up to the next house, and one boy said, she's going up there to the telephone. She sees us in here. So we lit out down the side of the railroad, the track. It wasn't a railroad, it was an interurban track, you know, next line, built up. We were in the ditch, and we run, we stopped, and we decided, well, look, let's put half of these melons down and carry just half of them. We carried one a while, and then I carried a while. So that's what we did. Well, that didn't last long. Finally, we decided we'd just carry one watermelon. We picked out the best one we had. And we wound up, when the girls were waiting on us. Now, we told the girls we was going to get the watermelons. They were waiting on us. They had a table in the backyard, and had a big knife there. And we put the big melon up on there, and we popped it wide open, as green as grass. Just as green as grass. So our expedition didn't mount much. My daddy came up there, though, and he saw what was going on, this gang I was running with, and he knew boys. So he didn't say anything. And we had a party up. We were going to break up a wedding. Shiver.